That's Germany's men's soccer team and their fans celebrating the presentation of the 2014 World Cup after an exciting win over Argentina in the finale. And if anyone knows what it takes to make a winning team, that's Wayne Hanna.
It's been a team effort here for about 70 years at Tifton.
That's because also receiving honors at the 2014 World Cup were some of the fields of play in Brazil, developed by researchers at USDA's Agricultural Research Service in Tipton, Georgia, and the University of Georgia, including retired ARS research geneticist and now Georgia professor, Hanna.
We had six of the fields at the World Cup who had USDA and Georgia grasses that were developed.
Three of the fields contained a newly developed turf grass variety known as Tif Grand, while three others featured Tif Way, which, back over 40 years ago, was one of the first turf grasses developed for athletic play. These varieties on display in Brazil also built upon a successful performance 4 years earlier.
Tif Sport, it was planted at the World Cup in 2010 in South Africa, and Tif Sport field was named the top field at that particular event.
So what makes the Tipton varieties of turf grasses a preferred playing surface for many major golf courses and athletic fields worldwide? Hanna shares some secrets to a successful playing field.
Basically, we produce a hybrid that's produced on a similar principle that the mule is produced. We cross basically two different species, and our grasses are tough because they combine the best characteristics from two different species. One of the species is Cynodon transvallensis. It has the high quality, fine texture, density. And then we cross it with Cynodon decalon, which is one that has the toughness, the winter hardiness, the wear tolerance and things.
But in that crossbreeding process, two additional characteristics develop. The first is sterile hybrid varieties.
They don't produce any pollen, which is great because people are around the athletic events and less allergy problems because of no pollen.
But more importantly, these varieties do not produce seed.
Everything is vegetatively propagated, and consequently, the plants that you see out there is a single plant. So it's very uniform, and people like that very smooth, uniform surface. Whether you're playing golf or running on it, you don't have the different textures. So it gives a uniform texture, which takes a lot of the grass variables out of the game.
And research continues at Tipton to improve upon the previous successes of their turf grasses, including varieties
that are going to use less water. The one that's going to be released here soon, it'll stay green 2 weeks longer without water than the cultivars that are on the market now. Since about 2000, we started screening for that. It's going to have the wear tolerance, it's going to have the quality that the typical Tif Sport, Tif Way, Tif Grand cultivars out of this program has, but it's going to stay green longer without water.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.